Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
.com/radio.
You're listening to Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by URO Partners. Visit uropartners.com, uropartners.com.
What do you hear? What do you say?
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
The Eagles have won the Super Bowl.
There's going to be a parade on Washington. Raise up the poles.
Here's Denise in Hinsdale. Hi, Denise.
Hey.
How you doing?
All I want to say is, I'm good. All I want to say is, I'm born and raised in Philly.
Oh,
I'm an Eagles fan.
Can't hear it
I'm
at all, Denise.
No?
You spin the globe, you point your finger, wherever your finger lands, you have to speak in the accent of that region. Oh, would you look at that? Philadelphia.
You can't hear that Philly accent? Come on.
We're
everybody in Chicago says to me,
we're being
where
sarcastic.
Are you
we're joking.
I moved here in 1985 when the Bears beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So give me some respect, Eagles fans, because remember this. You got Alshon Jeffries, who was trained here in Chicago, and they got BLT LaGrange Western Springs kicker who broke NFL records. Thank you very much. You're welcome, Philadelphia.
The city of brotherly love. You're coming by tomorrow to pick up them laundries, aren't you, anyway?
Oh, yeah, I got to get them laundries.
So you're riding high today, Denise. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. Congratulations to Philly.
Denise, when are you going to come down from this high that you're on?
Never.
Call us the Eagles because we're ready to fly.
The Eagles?
Yeah, and like Eagles, we Philadelphians are swift, we are deadly, and our eyes are all a little too close together.
I wish the Bears could be this good.
Hopefully
so. The Bears better get it together, man, or I'm going to lose. They're going to lose my fanship, that's for sure.
Denise, don't be a stranger, all right?
I won't.
Yeah, looks like we got an advantage over you guys, huh, Dan?
What is going on? What the hell is that?
My Philly accent.
Wow, that's not even close.
E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Eagles.
It's about to go. To go.
Bernstein and Goff. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff Show. 202 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, the aftermath of the Super Bowl, and as Danny Parkin was saying, that's where we find ourselves now. And this is
it's the money making month right here.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to figure out what you got in your old tool bag.
Yeah, I laughed today because I looked at the USA Today Sports, and there's the headline: College Hoops Takes Spotlight.
Exactly.
I thought it was like, no.
Yeah, you better be in a hotel room to be reading that and think that's the truth, because you're definitely not getting that at home.
My thought was,
That's when you wake up and you go outside and get your continental breakfast and you get a USA Today and go, oh, look. Yep. Look what Jarrett Bell wrote today. Oh, this is awesome, huh?
College hoops takes with
I watched West Virginia and Oklahoma last night. Saw Jared Carter face off against Trae Young. That was fun. trying to figure out who the hell I'm going to bet on March 14th through the 17th, my little three-day debauchery trip over in Vegas. But other than that, this has been a season that's been hard. I've been trying to let the game come to me this year. You got a bunch of really good freshmen. You know, you got the blue bloods seeming like they're trying to bounce back. But Kentucky was bad the other day when I watched them against South Carolina.
Duke was horrible against St. John's.
That was tough. Chris Mullen has not been coaching, and he's just like, whatever.
Dude. I don't even people.
Shamorty Ports, or what was the kid's name? Shamorty Pods? Shamorty Pods?
Shamorty Pinori.
What's the St. John's kid's name that scored like 29?
Is his name actually Shamorty?
No, I
think
it's
like
Shamorty.
A Bobby Shmurda thing.
No, it's Shamorty. Shamorty. Shamorty Pons. Is his name 6'1", buck 74?
That caused a big smallmouth over there back in the day.
Shamorry Pons got busy the other night.
That one weed line, mid August.
Yeah, Brooklyn in the house. Thomas Jefferson High School.
A little slip bobber over there by Shamorry Pons.
Yep. I'm trying.
Jig and minnow combo.
That was the monsters back in the day. Jig and minnow. No, am I wrong? Whatevs. Whatever you want me to do. I'm trying to get into the college basketball swing of things.
It's hard.
Trying to figure out why the hell guys still don't have jobs in baseball. Tony Clark's yelling at everybody. Did you see Tony Clark's thoughts today?
You know,
Clark is out here like, hey, guys got 9-figure contracts in the freezer, and you guys are messing around with our money. This is collusion, damn it. Get baseball back to where the integrity of the game is being messed with right now. If you read Tony Clark's comments.
It's not collusion without the documentation.
Well, but it is. I know legally it isn't, but come on. All these young, smart, Ivy League educated guys are being fiscally responsible. Nah, these are the same guys who have signed awful contracts year after year. Cut it out. They got together and like, yeah, we don't like where prices are going for guys who don't deserve that money, even though the BMI and everything else is going up. Everything's going up, but they're trying to control costs. You just call it like it is. That's what's happening here.
Everything in baseball also is getting back to what's happening with the use of pitchers and velocity. One way or another, all roads lead back to that.
Why didn't J.D. Martinez have a home, though?
Yeah, but that's what's happened with bat speed and the understanding of where somebody's prime is. When you're 20 or 21 and you get to the majors, you are supposed to be ready to go. You are not coming up and developing. You are in there. You are going to be quick. And with your quick wrists and be able to hit velo. And some guys, you get to 30 and 31, and even though they've got 1,100 major league hits, so they got that big resume, nobody cares. It's one thing for the Cubs to have signed Ben Zobrist when they did because of where they were.
Yeah.
It made sense.
If they win a title the last 2 years.
He was MVP of the World Series. You win a title, and then he was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's claiming he's going to be good.
He's going to be bad.
I think he's going to be bad too, but he says that he's okay.
He's not old. He's kind of old.
Right, he's a low. he got a little salty when we brought up how old he was.
When you're getting pushed out the door, you should.
Yeah, and here I promise you this: he will be, because we know that there's two spring training stories that get written. There's three spring training stories to get written.
Juliana Zobrist one of them?
There's the in the best shape of his life story,
mm-hmm.
right? There's the, oh, remember this guy? He's pretty good. And then there's the ahead of schedule and injury rehab.
Okay, so it'll be
best
shape of his life guy is Kyle Schwarber.
That's also Zobrist. Zobrist is going to be like,
remember this guy is Al Mora.
Remember this guy? He's pretty good.
Right. That's Almora.
Okay.
And then Zobrist is the last one. What was the last one you said?
Well, the last one is recovering from an injury ahead of schedule.
Oh. Who could that be on this team? Nobody got hurt.
They all say he's ahead of schedule.
Right.
He's got his range of motion.
Until he breaks his face on a
you
billboard.
Also get average prospect that's getting praised like a top prospect.
Oh, that'll happen.
That's always Ian Happ last year. Remember that when we were out there, it was.
But Ian, I mean, he was in a solid year.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, this guy might be the next Bryant. Oh,
look
my
who's
God.
Getting lost in the sauce here.
No, that's Al Mora for everything. There's a I can't wait till the Al Mora portion of the season where everybody's like, why isn't this guy getting more at bats? It's like, well, you know, you got some other guys.
They think other people were better.
Right, exactly.
Than he is,
like
right?
he hasn't kind of lived up to their expectations, even though he's a nice guy. This is what Tony Clark had to say. By the way, every time I say Tony Clark, I think of Joe Clark from Lead On Me. And then I think of Morgan Freeman, and then we get back to my thoughts of Morgan Freeman. Pitchers and catchers will report to camps in Florida and Arizona in 1 week. Spring training has always been associated with hope for a new season. This year, a significant number of teams are engaged in a race to the bottom. This conduct is a fundamental breach of the trust between a team and its fans and threatens the very integrity of the game. Our clubs are committed to putting a winning product on the field for their fans. Owners own teams for one reason. They want to win. In baseball, it has always been true that clubs go through cyclical, multi-year strategies directed at winning. It is common at this point in the calendar to have large numbers of free agents unsigned. What is uncommon is to have some of the best free agents sitting unsigned, even though they have substantial offers, some in nine figures. It is the responsibility of players' agents to value their clients in a constantly changing free agent market based on factors such as positional demand, advanced analytics, and the impact of the new basic agreement. To lay responsibility on the clubs for the failure of some agents to accurately assess the market is unfair, unwarranted, and inflammatory. Tony Clark has spoken.
Here's the problem with any the pushback by Tony Clark or Scott Boras or Brody Van Wagenen saying what they say. And Boras believes that too many teams have been incentivized to tank. This is the problem. And I guess I feel somewhat responsible for this. I don't want to overstate that. I'm kidding about that. When a team is tanking, all they're saying to their fans, and it's increasingly accepted by fans right here in this damn city, by Bulls fans, by White Sox fans, they're trying to win a championship. That's what's going on here. That's what Scott Boras, that is what kneecaps the Scott Boras argument. I get where he's coming from, believe me. I get it. He says, yeah, you've got half the teams in the league are not trying to be competitive right now. Yes, however, the Cubs did that and won the World Series. The Astros did that and won the World Series and opened up a brand new championship window. The teams that tried to be competitive every year were like the Kenny Williams White Sox, or what the Pirates had been failing to do and not able to come up with something sustainable. Or what they look at the Angels. Yeah, we're going to go see. You want us to sign Albert Pujols? You watch this. Why are we going to sign Jack Hamilton? Right. We're going to do all this stuff. What's happening is that teams can make a perfectly reasonable argument that intelligent fans are buying. That's why what Scott Boras says falls on deaf ears. Yes, there are teams that at the moment are not trying to win regular season games this year. That's true. But all their contract with their fans, what they're saying, and they're not all going to succeed. I understand that too. Some teams will fail at tanking and rebuilding because they're not as good at it. Or just because of variance.
By the way, the second part of that was MLB's response to Tony Clark.
Right, it was Tony Clark. Right. It was MLB's response to Tony Clark. Right. And MLB did a nice job. Was that Rob Manfred? Or
cleared
it
up.
Specifically, like
says,
whose words those
just
were.
Just says MLB's statement in response.
But that was MLB responding to Tony Clark. When you have a GM, a president, an ownership, able to say to their fans, yeah, sit tight. Because look what the Cubs did. Look what the Astros did. Trust us to get this right. That's part of the contract with fans. And if fans are cool with that, if they know, and just as Theo said, I'll be able to write your columns for you. I'll be able to write your stories. I know
Red Sox fans are trying to hear that after they see Giancarlo Stanton go to the Yankees, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay.
When a guy like J.D. Martinez is out there and Jake Arrieta is out there and you've had some run-scoring issues and you've had some pitching issues. Trust me, I understand what you're saying, but the fact that we're seeing this number of players on the sidelines as we get set to have pitchers and catchers report, this caliber of player too. You know, it's not a killer free agent haul, but there's still four or five guys at the top that can influence winning in a major way. So Baseball's got something. I mean, we talked about it this entire offseason, how you got teams, you got the two top markets seemingly in the Dodgers and the Yankees for a little bit there, who were trying to sell off assets. And then Giancarlo Stanton becomes available, and they take him on because the Yankees do Yankee-type things. But the Dodgers are looking around like, all right, what do you have to figure out here? You know, you pay Justin Turner, you pay Clayton Kershaw, rightfully so. There's a lot of money that they're looking at that they're going to have to spend on a lot of these kids. Cody Bellinger at some point 4, 5, 6 years down the line is going to have to get paid here. So, yeah, baseball's in a weird place right now where it's as young and as hip as it's been in a very long time, but that young hipness is going to have to get paid, and you're thinking about sacrificing what else is going on, and hopefully you win while you're doing it, but you're going at some point, these young players, it's going to happen to the Cubs too. I mean, Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo aren't going to be this cheap for very long.
The 513 says, I don't think collusion is a crime. Conspiracy is a crime, right? No one's alleging a crime.
Yeah.
It's not a criminal.
No,
when baseball was caught in collusion, it was a labor violation. And there was financial recourse for it, that if the NLRB gets involved or if you're found in violation of a collective bargaining agreement, that's a contractual violation. It's not criminal. It's civil. It's a labor violation where you'd have to have recompenses.
There'd be no jail time for anyone.
No, come on.
Yeah, I don't see Theo in the pokey.
In Elk Grove Village, Henry, you're on the score.
Yes, guys, I want to ask you a question. You know, with baseball spring training starting next week, the top-tier pitchers haven't been signed any contracts yet, and I don't think any of them are worth 5 or 6 year contracts. Jake Arrieta's maybe worth 2 or 3.
Well, you're worth what you get on. You're worth whatever the market says you're worth.
Right.
Exactly. And one other question I want to ask you. Do you think where the White Sox are at right now, they should sign a free agent designated hitter just for this year?
I don't
see why not.
Why should they?
Yeah, Davidson.
Well, just to make the fans a little excitement, maybe to help the younger players, I think they should.
No, Henry, the excitement is coming in 2 years, player.
why would that be a good idea? He hung up. Okay.
Yeah, this is what rebuilding feels like. You can't rush it. Just for a momentary season of joy, you know, you set yourself back if a guy costs too much.
How could somebody in this city, how could somebody in Elk Grove Village who has lived through and seen what the Cubs have done actually think that it would be a good idea for the White Sox to spend money on a designated hitter?
Mess around and get a midday show like that on the other station.
That's a terrible sports thought. That's unbelievable. The segment brought to you by... Did you just say what I thought you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows it, right?
Brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Pujols, didn't he?
Join Napa Rewards today.
He didn't understand the plan, didn't he?
To save five...
He's leading the parade. He's the majorette.
Brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Join Napa Rewards today to save $5 on every $100 you spend on the parts you need to keep your car on the road. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
I tell no lies. We remember you, doggy. Everybody, like, people say things into these microphones and think that years afterwards people don't remember them. We remember how you felt when Theo and the rest of the guys are getting their heads beaten in, loss after loss after loss, and guys are like, sign this guy and sign that guy, and you got to keep Brian LaHare. And yeah, we remember. You should remember. This is all we got. This is our only currency right here.
Mm-hmm.
Covered up by this mic muff. This is our currency.
No, enhanced by the mic. Keeps your peas from popping.
Yeah, but then sometimes you like to... pop a pee every once in a while.
Put that thing
and then
back on
hiss an S every once in a while. We're not in HD, are we? Oh, yeah, we are in HD. I got to get one of those HD radios, man. Because then Tenny's things might be just like, we've been listening in regular sound. They might be like 3D. They might come
out
and slap you around.
Here's the thing. My wife's car has HD radio.
Word?
And what happens...
Step up to Beth's level.
What happens is the HD goes in and out, and it gets... I had to turn it off because it's disconcerting.
When the sound switches back to
regular. Yeah, depending on the quality of the signal, and it's sort of fade. Like, it'll get sort of crystal clear, and then it'll drop, and then, you know, you go down a hill.
It's like you're looking somewhere to put another quarter in.
Yeah, it was just...
No, I want more HD. Give me more.
Yeah, it got weird after a while, depending on where you are.
Are our podcasts back to normal where we can play the sounds and all those things? Or no? We still, even though we're not, no? Okay. Damn. Tanny, man. Tanny's like, the genius of Tanny is just getting lost out here in these AM streets. Man, Tanny. I need to get you like a. I mean, his SoundCloud page is the truth, but I mean, you know, he's mired with like 40,000 basement rappers on that thing. We got to get him his own platform.
Well, you know me, I'm always business savvy. I've moved over to YouTube where there's even more voices and people.
Hey, no.
YouTube is free, though.
That's the good. That's do it while you can. That's the talk to some YouTube people today. YouTube is the spot. That's a good spot for you, Tanny. You know, the red, the TV, wherever you need it to be. Dan, you should jump on and start just making random sounds and then collecting those sounds on YouTube.
Interesting, though.
I'm telling you, brother, there's a lane for it. Logan Paul makes millions of dollars a year.
I know. My kid showing dead people these
in a forest.
My kid is like watches.
Be surprised.
You know those people that like have fetishes for like white noise and they'll just play a YouTube video for an hour? What if there's someone like that, but for Dan, who just wants to hear Dan talk or make noises for hours on end?
That person doesn't exist.
Okay.
By white noise, you mean like what? Like U2? Radiohead.
Ronji just perked up. He's very
Dave
bad.
Matthews Band.
By the way,
Pearl
way,
Jam.
And I, okay, yesterday, you know, I
just anchored every single like portion of the demographic.
You're right on all
no,
counts.
No, the Pearl Jam people will come for your head.
Please.
Grody's going to be streaking down the hallway ready to beat your ass soon.
No.
Congratulations.
Not even working today.
Enemies are Ronji and Grody. You want to keep going?
Okay.
Oh, dude, that's a passion I cannot handle.
I tweeted this from, I had to pull over my car because I felt compelled to tweet something yesterday on the long slog home yesterday. Jack White, formerly of the White Stripes, and I've generally liked a lot of stuff he's done. He has a song out right now that may be the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, wow.
It is called...
Worse than, like, late Oasis stuff?
It is so bad. I heard it, I thought, okay, this has got to be a bit, or something was going... Like, and I'm listening
it moved
our,
you to
our
this,
sister
huh?
station, XRT,
yeah.
And I trust that they curate... They do an amazing job.
They let you know what's going
sound.
Down in the streets.
Yeah, they're so good. But you've got to stop playing "Connected by Love" by Jack White.
You're that bad, huh?
Oh my God! It's "Connected by Love" is the it is one of the single worst pieces of music ever perpetrated on the human ear. It is.
Is it Return of the Mac bad?
It's caustic. It feels like someone's poured something awful into your brain, and it never stops, and it keeps getting worse, and everything about it is bad. The music is bad. The lyrics are bad. It sounds horrible. I mean, I can even understand, like, the people that love discordant Radiohead stuff, that there's something to be said for avant-garde, atmospheric.
You're not on this level yet, bro.
I'm fine.
You haven't arrived yet.
I'll give
10 years from now, you'll appreciate it.
I'll give you that. Because I'm that way with
things. It's like the Yeezus album that still sucks.
I'm that way with some
guys
things.
Are like, 2 years from now, you're gonna really like this, Goff. I'm like, nope, I won't.
Like maybe
I
somebody,
play it to anger my child now.
And somebody says it's like a cubist painting. It's not supposed to. You're not supposed to consume it the same way. You know, I can't be the same guy that tells you that Infinite Jest is my favorite book of all time and not give you your Radiohead. But this,
a lot of people are agreeing with
this.
You.
Is a it's a artistic tragedy.
Dan is right. It sounds the way bleach tastes.
It's I
agree. Cancerous song.
It is. Jesus. It's horrible
cancerous?
For you. I mean, what are they doing?
100% correct on that, Dan. A lot of people are right there with you on this. I love Jack White, but that song is trash.
It's so bad. You can't believe how bad it is. It's like a practical joke.
He effing sucks all the time. This person has no need for Jack White in his life. Absolutely disgusting. The Pearl Jam people are out here. Yeah, so this is the first time. A lot of people.
I mean,
usually it's 50-50 when you go this hard on people's songs.
And I'm a connoisseur of things that are bad to be bad, like things like The Room. You know, things that are so bad they're good, or Lynn Bramer playing Christmas Mouse once a year on Christmas because of how horrible it is.
Or Weird Al Yankovic.
No, that's different. That's satire. It's great. But I don't know. And then people were mad at me for saying they listened to it because they wanted to hear how bad it was. And that wasn't even fun because it's essential horror. It is so bad, it overrides any novelty value. I mean, what is he doing? What are you doing?
Really?
And I actually had a lot. I had some respect for him as a musician.
Right, what does it sound like? What is it? Give me. It's, as a person who doesn't know the White Stripes catalog.
It doesn't sound anything like that.
Nor Jack White's catalog. Didn't he get nominated for a Grammy a couple of years? Am I wrong about Jack White? No, he performed.
No, this needs to be. He needs to be nominated he looks shot into space. If that's an award,
dude, really?
Put him in a giant cannon and fire it far away.
Is, huh?
Yeah,
is that bad?
He might be a good guy.
You're not even joking.
I'm not. I was screaming in the car.
That's how many times.
773 whiny little baby Bernstein.
Well. I mean, if you don't like a song, you don't like a song.
Yeah, it's
the worst thing ever put on radio.
Really?
Man. All right.
This is great.
Yeah, you're angering the White Stripes and Jack White people now. An abomination. Would have never heard it if Dan hadn't tweeted about it. Straight up abortion for the ears. Joseph Spence is the perfect example of good bad. Yeah. Funny bad. Yeah. I didn't know this song did this to you, man.
This
is what we need more.
So unfortunate.
We need more of the things that bring Dan to make the faces that you just saw on Watt670thescore.com and on Facebook Live. I don't know that I've heard a song that has moved me like that.
I'm a guy who likes Malort.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Bro. I like things that other people
No one likes Malort, except for cops who have to drown out a bad day.
Chicago handshake.
Yeah, no one likes Malort. You lie to yourself and say you like it. No one likes that. It's terrible. It's what paint thinner would probably taste like if you're shooting paint thinner. But man,
don't listen to the song. And please, if anybody at our sister station WXRT is listening, stop playing it.
This from the 630 Golf. You got to chill on the Yeezus album. I haven't mentioned too many things other than it's by far his worst album, by far. Blood on the Leaves is the only redeemable song. Maybe, you know, Send It Up every once in a while I'm a little drunk. But nah, that album is trash. New Slaves.
See, now people.
This is it.
It's a saga of bad. Don't.
It sounds like they didn't finish it or something.
Yeah, like right? Somebody didn't produce it.
Like they didn't get engineered or mixed correctly. I gotta be honest with you. It sounds like all the other screaming white dudes I hear on XRT. Yeah, Chef. It's that time of the year.
Enough already.
It's February.
Stop. Don't. Please, please stop.
Oh, it's got like a little
dubstep thing in the back.
This is going great.
Oh. Kanye probably thinks this is awesome.
You chose me.
Boy, this is getting ugly. Really ugly.
This is like if Danger Mouse did heroin. Take me or more heroin.
And the lyrics make no sense.
Help me forget.
Everything is terrible.
Let's take the worst.
Oh my God.
And somehow turn it into the best. Cause I'm
comes back.
Shut it
yeah,
down.
I know. It doesn't stop. Listen to the backing vocals.
Yes, I know.
Quit yelling.
Do they get the Staple Singers in the back?
Connected. Shut the hell up.
I can't wait. I can't wait till Spiegel does these guys.
What just happened was an unbelievable disaster.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, my God.
That was mean. That was really mean to do that, Tanny. Don't.
That's a song?
Only nominally. Like, how does this?
What am I not getting, though?
I don't know.
Like, no. You got to help me.
You're obviously not connected by love.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
we are connected by Hub.
Oh, well, every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Might as well face it. We're addicted to
Hello?
Hub.
Hello? Studio?
There's four Hubs in the background with midi skirts dancing with guitars.
Ukuleles.
Marvin Harrison's got the mic.
And a gun.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but seriously,
I don't know why I felt that I had to do that to you.
Maybe I'm missing something. I'll just stick with, you know, with like songs like Lithium and just keep it there. I don't have to grow up as a as a, you know, a nominal rock fan. I don't. That's rock, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
this Adonis XRT.
That's rock and roll music, yeah, right?
I gotta go up to the XRT studios and talk to
What, you just start bashing people in the chairs? Who put that on the track list? You? All right. Yeah. Marty, where
well, it was Jason Thomas yesterday.
Well, Jay?
No, Dan's going to hang Jason Thomas on a balcony like Shook Knight did to Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, upside down, shaking his pockets
out. I have a matchup problem there.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, big strong man there. Rides his bike when it's 20 degrees
maybe
out,
he's
too.
Doing it to fend off the listeners because
doing something.
Yeah, that had a it had a Rocky Horror kind of vibe to it, right?
I guess.
You know,
but
you
not
just...
but not campy.
Well,
I'm trying to make good music.
He'd have a tuba then.
A tube?
Tuba.
Oh, okay. Tuba. I'm like, what's going on there? Did Campy have a procedure that we didn't know about?
He plays the tuba through a tube.
Tuba what?
Like, hey, come on. Campy's got his own life he's got to worry about. Come on, fellas.
I love that. Of course he plays the tuba. Man. Like, he showed up for marching band, and they're like, yeah, tuba.
Yeah.
Take the Susan right. one, kid.
Right, they took one look at him.
He's 4 years old. They're like, yeah, let's get the heaviest instrument on that.
They handed him a piccolo and he ate it.
Oh, Jesus. He just happened to be walking with the
Brian
tuba.
Piccolo.
He ate it like a pretzel. I think it's a pretzel.
Jesus,
he ate another piccolo.
Another one. That's the funny part, actually.
I love eating piccolos.
Give him a tuba.
Jesus. This has been a weird-ass segment because Dan went crazy.
I'm sorry.
Know, raised hell over Jack White.
It made me... The song was so bad. I was, like, angry at my children for no reason when I got home.
Wow.
I had to go in another room and try to find a point in my life before I had heard that song and restore my hard drive to that point.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that.
Feel bad! Yes, you do know.
Because I feel. I mean, it's hard to grade someone's art, but that
it ruins everything.
The song.
You know, some people believe that
the song ruins everything.
That song ruins everything. That song is worse than 2007 White Sox baseball.
Zach, what did
Let's
you?
Let's not say something we'll take back.
Yeah, what the hell
back
is
later
wrong
on,
with you?
Josh Zach, Fields is on the phone. Wants to have some speaks with you.
Zach, what did you think of the song?
I mean, it's quite the comparison, the 2007 Chicago White Sox.
Or the 2000 NBA draft. I always harken back to that.
Yeah.
We want to talk about the worst things of all time.
That's there.
Yeah, so Zach, did you enjoy the song?
No.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
I think you guys spent way too much time analyzing something that everyone agrees with, that it's not really a good song, right?
Too much time analyzing something everyone agrees with. What are we going to do for the rest of our lives?
Now you make me want to analyze it more.
When we come back, we'll kick around Connected by Hub by Jack White.
That video would be great. With that kind of grandiose singing all about being connected by Hub.
Bill Cowher comes out in his Bears hat, finally.
Hello. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. It's a big Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
Alex Smith gets a gold jacket.
It's Century 21, though.
He gets his season tickets back.
I'm just letting this hang because it sounds so spectacular on the radio. 2:31 for the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio. 12 former Chicago Wolves players will represent their respective countries in the upcoming 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. You don't have to travel to see this year's team at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He's not going to be making them, you know, $1 million a year or whatever, I don't think. You know, but just the fact that adding another coach, it's just another personnel move that I think is real positive.
Former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt talking about the expected hiring of former Vikings head coach Brad Childress at Hallis Hall. Childress expected to join Matt Nagy's staff as an offensive assistant. Childress and Nagy are good friends. They work together on Andy Reid's staff in Kansas City. Childress, a native of Aurora. Wannstedt, a guest with Molly and Hanley this morning. Indianapolis makes it official. The Colts' new head coach is Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Notre Dame offensive lineman Quentin Nelson and Mike McGlinchey are two of the five Irish players invited to the NFL scouting combine later this month. Northwestern got two invites, including running back Justin Jackson. Hockey Blackhawks try to get back on track tonight at the United Center. They're hosting Calgary. The Flames, you'll recall, came from behind to beat the Hawks 4-3 in overtime this past Saturday in Calgary. Basketball, four-star point guard Tiger Campbell was seriously considering going to DePaul, but instead, Campbell announces he will play for UCLA. Northwestern in action tonight. The Wildcats are home against number 20 Michigan. And finally, Colts owner Jim Irsay will pay for the funerals of linebacker Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver, who were killed by a suspected drunk driver over the weekend. Find your next vacation at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show. Meet Samantha Brown and Rick Steves February 10th and 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Get tickets now at travelshows.com. You're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. The next game on the score is Friday night when the Bulls take on the Timberwolves at 8:15. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
No! Seriously! Yeah.
You got it.
This is not nice.
Yeah, this is like smelling gasoline on your fingers, right? It's fresh out the pump, you know? You put your gas cap back on and go, oh, I got a little moisture on my fingers. I haven't smelled gasoline lately. Oh, yeah. Turn it up. Turn it up, Teddy. Yeah. Because I'm connected by hub. The distortion at the end there, yeah. Tubs check.
And then there's these weird, like, wandering breakdowns. It's like a fugue. I mean,
it's so.
Yeah, away.
He chose about all the rest.
No, take you away. Away with you. Please.
Come on, Danny.
Away.
Could work that into your summer mix. No? People in Rogers Park won't appreciate that.
Sitting on the porch,
right,
enjoying a
cold
ballast one. Point.
Yeah. You know, you're like, man, I'm sure glad Teddy mixed Jack White into this situation.
Yeah.
I think the second time around, I think I was digging it.
Mm-mm.
I think I liked it a little bit there.
Mm-mm.
You know, I like stinky things.
But the stinky things,
like smelling your own fart.
Oh, there's nothing like it. There is.
Admire the masterpiece.
Everyone loves their own flavor. I don't care if you're a man and you don't, you know, light up a room every, like, you got to light up a room once a week and
Ron Ventura
and call someone in unsuspecting. You got to. I mean, that's you're wired like that. I don't give a damn if you're a doctor, a lawyer, or you're you know, in custodial services. Doesn't matter. You got to be proud of your work. Got to make sure that other people admire it as well. Your lady doesn't love you if she can't walk into a room and you don't say a word and she just sits there like, oh, that's what happened in here. And then, then you find out the levels of love, too, because sometimes
connected
they bounce
by love.
Yeah. Sometimes they bounce immediately on you. Other times they're like, did you fart? And I'm like, nah, the baby did it. That's the baby. That's all the baby. Baby was eating beefaroo yesterday. I mean, come on, man.
Well, you gave the baby some owls, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit prior to. I got in trouble the other day for giving him a Cinnamon Toast Crunch Square and not a Cheerio, because Cheerios are round, and if they go down his throat, you just swallow them.
Baby's walking around with a Ziploc bag full of owls beef like Cheerios.
You know what it is? He's got a cup for dipping. You know what I mean? Come on, man. I'm gonna raise this kid right. All this foolishness. They're feeding my kid, man. I see my kid's lunch every single day. My kid is eating like a champ. Like, he's eating all the finest. His breakfast the other morning,
what
Dan.
What do you think you're paying for over there?
His breakfast was yogurt, peaches, turkey bacon.
Give him real bacon.
An English muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he have? This kid has no teeth. He's 13 months old with no teeth. And you go down. Like, I'm sitting there. I go pick him up. I'm like, Miss Patricia, you can be straight with me. There's no way in hell this kid is eating all that. She's like, no. And then the guy who wheels in the food, Dan's like, oh, that's your baby? I'm like, yeah, that's my little guy. He goes, oh, man, that dude, man, when he see the food cart, he goes crazy. I'm like, yeah? Like,
take
crazy.
Him to United Center.
Oh, dude.
Like, the dessert cart
I'm
comes
like,
around.
Crazy like what? He's like, oh, no. He's like, there's some babies in here that can eat. That little guy right there goes party time whenever he sees the food cart.
He's going to be 6'4", 260. He's got to get started at some point.
I can only hope.
When that if you haven't been to the United Center recently,
oh, well.
The dessert cart has always been a thing. They now, and I am not making this up, I thought it was cookie dough ice cream. Okay, because I'm looking at everybody got it, and it's a plate instead of a bowl. I'm like, wow, the ice cream's not melting. And there's a reason why. It's not ice cream. It's just cookie dough.
Oh, that's pretty fresh.
It's actual cookie dough that they use an ice cream scoop, and they put a pound of it on a plastic plate, and they give you a fork.
We never used to do that, man. I used to hear kids do that in their kitchens with their moms and dads. Like,
the Pillsbury.
Get a thing of cookie dough.
The sleeve of Pillsbury.
It was disgusting sounding until I had cookie dough ice cream.
But then,
I don't know how much I can eat of it, though. But, yeah, sounds awesome.
But that's, awesome. I mean, you talk about sort of like end times where human existence might have peaked. The fact that a cart rolls up
and
gives you scoops of cookie dough
fat.
On a plate.
Like, fat.
Well, I mean,
fat.
That's
this is what we've come
and
to.
And that's
though.
When grown adults like are peeking out of the hallway at the United Stadium. A Blackhawks game.
Just paid
$450
a seat for a suite.
Right. Drinking there's a bottle of scotch that probably cost the host $400 mm-hmm. for a bottle of Oban or whatever it is. And grown adults like, I think a dessert cart's going to be here in like 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You send a lookout.
It's around
every
the corner.
Time, yeah. Every right. time we're at the UC and we're in a suite.
One if by land, two if by sea.
Like you're calling, you're texting dudes if they're in the back. Hey, dessert cart's coming, dude. They're one suite away. Hurry up. Zip it up. Flip it and zip it right now. Get back in here. You know, cut it off midstream. Get back in here so you can get some of this carrot cake. Yeah, no, the UC dessert cart is undefeated. I got a UC thing coming up here. Well, we do on Friday, and then after that, Brothers for Hockey. It's been a tough go though.
Well, because the Hawks are hard to watch.
Yeah.
Although you get Anthony Duclair.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We February 15th. We're going to get our four tickets and then meet all the brothers that decide to show up to watch Anthony Duclair and the boys.
When did Brandon Saad get horrible?
Yeah, he was my man.
Is he worse than Northwestern basketball?
Ooh.
I was trying to think about Chicago sports disappointments of this year.
Ooh.
And Northwestern basketball has been very, very lucky that other things have been on the radar.
Brandon
Saad
taking the mantle.
But
not looking where it's supposed to
look. How would you...
Temi Panarin's still scoring, isn't he?
Yeah, but assess... Forget our Temi Panarin. Forget that. That guy was... I mean, he's a fourth liner now. If you're talking about Northwestern basketball, Brandon Saad.
What's been more disappointing
this year? Bigger disappointment.
Well, I was going to say Northwestern, like they had some kind of history.
They were ranked.
But I was going to say it like they had some kind of history with the city.
Yeah, but there was a lot of self-congratulation, new facilities. Yeah,
they played like it, and they continue to play like it. But Brandon, man, that was a great day when Lauri Markkanen was on the station, and then all of a sudden the Brandon Saad news breaks, and he's coming back. That was when we were in a London house. Fricasseeing our asses at the top on the rooftop, and then that was when we met Mama Hoiberg too. Yeah, that was a great day.
An awesome day. That's when I saw the Peregrine Falcon too. I haven't had a cool bird sighting. Yeah, I pointed out to you. Remember?
I was drunk.
It swooped right down over us.
I was drunk.
Sometimes they dive bomb a pigeon right around there too. But really? there was a peregrine just came right down.
Artemi Panarin is their leader with 42 points in 52 games played. Yeah, I know that's not saying much. Oh, him and Seth Jones on that team too. Popeye's kid.
This is a Champagne Al who says he eats nothing but Popeyes.
Nope. Popeye's kid.
Popeye Jones's kid. Yes. Okay.
How are you gonna do that hockey?
I thought he was a Popeye's kid.
Try. That was enough, right? Yeah.
Hey, if Zach Parise can have nothing but chocolate milk, maybe he has nothing but Popeyes and makes him think out of it.
No, because then, we're going to get into these conversations. It's going to get weird.
I can eat Popeyes for one meal every day, easily.
Really?
Yep. Yep. I can eat it every day.
It's not, for whatever reason, Popeyes is never cold when I order it. Like, it's either lukewarm, and then by the time it gets to the crib, it's cold, or it's cold off the top.
Room temperature is fine.
I need hot chicken.
Champagne Al says, you know what happens when you take a drink of something, and you're expecting water, and instead it's something else entirely? That's what that Jack White song sounds like. It's like expecting water and
cod liver oil
and
drips into your mouth.
Instead, drinking sand. Yeah, that happened when my daughter was.
It wasn't that bad.
When my daughter was five, and we were over at my parents' house, and people had the little plastic tumblers, and there was some water sitting there, and then my mother's cup was there, and my 5-year-old daughter takes this big sip, and she goes, "That water tastes funny."
vodka.
Yep. Like, well, it's because it's Kettle One. That's why it tastes funny. Now go lie down.
Now go take your drunk ass to sleep.
Exactly. Again, Fletcher Cox, she got to go.
Yeah, you got to go now. Now, I had a similar situation in my grandmother's house where I had a little bit of a cold and I was like 11 years old. And I'm like, oh, this is the bottle that she usually pours something out of to give me to make me feel better. And I saw the end of the bottle. I'm like, oh, there's a cap full in there. And I poured it in my mouth and it filled my mouth and it was NyQuil. And I woke up like 9 hours later for no reason. No one came to check on me, apparently. Like, I was just asleep. They thought I was taking a long nap. I was already sick or whatever. I drank probably 3 doses worth of NyQuil as an 11-year-old.
Good night, everybody.
Right, just getting my Jamarcus Russell on and didn't wake up for hours on end. And everybody's like, all right, he's fine. Jason's fine. We'll just send him back to his mom unconscious, I guess. So,
Fredo, what's his name?
Fredo Santana.
Fredo Santana.
God rest the dead. No, I was on the way, too, because I didn't... 3 doses for a child. Like, for instance, Jay's sick right now for the last couple of days. They sent his ass home yesterday because he had a 101 temperature. So he gets home and we give him the Tylenol, whatever, the fever reducer, and the syringe is right there. Mm-hmm. So you got to give him the syringe worth. And we were giving him 2.5 milliliters, whatever.
I remember those days.
We look it up and it's 375. So we've been giving him the wrong dosage. We've given him too little. And as soon as we give him the right dosage, he snaps back into action. He's ready to go today. But we had already told him that we were keeping him. I'm like, come on. Come on, kid. Get to the point where you're taking capfuls like adults are so we can get rid of this thing.
That was a great day. I remember with both kids when I could give them, when they could swallow a pill, and I could just give them one Advil. And say,
something.
Take this.
Babies can't take anything.
I know.
Babies just got to fight it out. You got to look at them.
They're annoying.
Yes.
That's why babies are annoying.
Dude.
I tried to tell you this.
I'm like, we should get a puppy so we can have the same issues at the same time.
I tried to tell you babies are annoying.
I'm not
a baby guy. They're not fun.
No, he's fun. He's fun.
Well, because he's walking around now. He likes to run away
when you change him now.
He's not really a baby.
Yeah, he's a toddler.
Yeah, he's getting to toddler stage, which is great.
Yeah.
So Stonecutter says the Jack White song is bad. It's not as bad as the Morrissey song "Spend the Day in Bed," which is a song about spending the day in bed. And I literally thought it was a parody when I first heard it. Yeah, it's. I'm.
Is it because I got high bad?
No,
my Afro Man.
That's a bad. That's so bad. It's good.
Yeah, that's an awful song. And Return of the Mac is one of the worst songs ever. When that Burger King. Promotion happened again. I was so angry because everybody couldn't wait to play that damn song on their commercial. Every damn stop said it was Return of the Mac again. And my former producer at Bleacher Report Radio, Nick Costos, actually used to sing that song in my ear during the commercial break.
While you're talking.
Yeah, exactly, because he knew how much I hated it. It's just a god-awful song. The tone is terrible. The production sucks. Like, I got you. There's certain songs that do that to you. So is that the worst song you've ever heard? Because I've seen you react like that to songs before, but...
No, that's in recent memory. I cannot name a song that I dislike more than that one. I can't off the top of my head. I used to have a problem with Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. Yeah. That used to set me off. And then there was another one by XTC called The Green Man that made me want to throw up, even though I generally like XTC.
How's it go?
Even though he's an anti-Semite and says he's not an anti-Semite, but I still think he is. I'm pretty sure he is.
Chet?
Well, it's a long story. Okay. Andy Partridge of XTC, he had some issues on Twitter, and then Mark Caro tracked him down in a long piece for the Trib and kind of asked him, like, are you really
in it? Do you hate Jews?
And he kind of do, but... And he said no, and he sort of Jack Swarbricked his way out of it. And, but I still kind of think he probably is.
You're gonna reserve judgment until you find out more information.
But the truth is, I still kind of like the music.
Ooh,
it's sort of like it's sort of like the Public Enemy and the Professor Griff stuff.
Is there such a thing as a Jewish sellout? Like, can you feel like you're selling out your people for
Yeah,
when liking something that people.
Yeah, then welcome to the Terror Dome. Yeah, kinda, but it's still pretty. I mean, it's got to be really good to get you to.
Damn, I can't think of anything like that.
I mean, I guess when you like, you know, you're on the other side. Well, I guess
so-called chosen, frozen, apology made to whoever pleases. Still, they got me like Jesus. Chuck D. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Yeah, that's kind of unambiguous.
All right, I guess.
Right?
You know. I don't know.
You're Bungo.
What about Dex?
Bob from
what
Niles.
Do you want me to do? I mean, I'm not going to argue against it if you got the lyrics down, Pat. I don't know. If you're okay with like buying your spaghetti and all the other stuff now,
well,
you're
I am
good
now.
To go. Yeah, I was about to say.
Because Barilla apologized. Yeah. So I don't have to have crappy pasta anymore. That was the greatest day of the world when Barilla apologized for their anti-gay stuff from Guido Barilla. And I'm like, yes, we can eat pasta. Good pasta.
I was trying to explain some of this stuff to some of the people on my group chat about the Super Bowl. Is like, yeah, I'm boycotting the Super Bowl. I'm like, you're really not though, because those ads are already paid for. Unless you're boycotting all those products, is it really a boycott? Like, if you don't watch the
game.
And
then the problem is, but you have to get to the end of the ad to figure out what product to boycott because you don't know what anybody's selling.
So MLK was selling me a Dodge. Okay, all right, I got that. By the way, all the people who are like, yeah, but it's kids took the money. His kids, if you know anything about what's been going on with that family has been split for a very long time. And his kids have done some absolutely ridiculous things in the name of Martin Luther King Jr. You know, whether it be his artifacts, his Bible, all the things that have gone on. Hell, that the fact that area where his monument is and that the church that he spoke at haven't been, you know, kept up in that city. Mm-hmm. The city of Atlanta, like where Martin Luther King made his bones, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame, especially with all the civil rights activists and figures, you know, Andrew Young and all those people who are still down there. And it's absolutely ridiculous. So, yes, there are certain people who are just like Prince's estate. You know, Prince is a devout Jehovah Witness and felt how he felt about holograms and his image after death. And his estate is like, we got bills to pay, so screw his wishes.
Yeah, what you thought?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's ridiculous, man. It's absolutely ridiculous. But we go through this with all of our, like, heroes or music legends. I mean, hell, how many people hate Courtney Love, you know, after the Kurt Cobain situation, because people thought that she was exploiting not only his death, but was part of the reason why he died too. So that happens after people die, famous people die, and then all of a sudden people start to, you know, death does a lot to people. Hell, normal people, never mind the fact these great people who have actually impacted other people's lives.
This segment's been brought to you by Think About Your Eyes. Seeing is a gift that needs protecting with yearly eye exams. Find a doctor near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com and make an appointment today. Matt Miller is going to talk football just after 3 o'clock with his impressions from the Super Bowl. And then this is his season now. So now things ramp up for him.
2.5 months.
Now he's
rock 'em sock 'em draft talk.
Done with the Senior Bowl. You got the combine coming up, and then free agency hits. NFL offseason is a season unto itself as we get ready for baseball also. And then Kelly Krall at 3:30. I've got some stuff for in other news at 4:30. I'm going to make you make a pick in a matchup, and I'm going to say we're going to see if you're right. That's what we're going to do for that.
Sounds good.
And in case you're just joining us, our little prop thing that we did before the Super Bowl. I hit 15 out of 25.
One off the leader.
Yeah, one off the leader. It was all down to the total for these tiebreakers. And there were two people that got 16 out of 25, and then I think three or four that got 15 out of 25. And luckily, my kid gave me a 59-point total that put me in the money. Because I would not have put it that high. The only thing I did, I tried to convince him that Pink was going to go short rather than long on the two-minute anthem.
I think we all called that.
He insisted over 2 minutes on that, and I said, all right, I'm going to let you make these picks. Although there was kind of a morbid moment because remember, one of the props was who's going to have more receiving yards, Alshon Jeffrey or Brandon Cooks.
Mm.
So when that happened, he looks at me, he's like, I think we won that one.
Yeah.
Like, do we
he
really
became a fantasy?
I said, do we really want to think that right now? He's not coming back in the game after that. He goes, he's out cold. There's no way he's coming. He goes, on this stage, that a guy out cold. He said, there's no way the NFL lets him back in the game. He goes, put a check mark next to that one. I said, I'm not putting a check mark next to that one, because it's like writing in the winner of a basketball game during the tournament. Not going to do it. You're going to jinx it.
Mentioned Dan Gilbert and his want to be Jerry Jones of the NBA. Will Burge, I don't know if the name, if you remember the name or not, former ESPN guy now working for iHeartRadio. He's been around basketball. He's been around sports for a minute now and been writing about it. He tweeted, he said, Dan's been saying to anyone who will listen, he doesn't care if LeBron James leaves because, quote, we got one. And the one that they have is the Nets pick, and that's his right. But he's letting ego get in the way of winning, and winning ain't happening after LBJ leaves, that's for sure. He then goes on to tweet, he couldn't stand Griff getting credit, that's David Griffin, getting credit for the championship and wants to be known as the Jerry Jones of the NBA. His words, not mine.
Was Jerry Jones, I mean...
The owner face of the league. He wants to be known as the guy that when people think of the league and the league's owners, and he wants to have that kind of power, because he also saw what happened with the Microsoft guy in L.A. and how quickly
Steve Ballmer,
how quickly the NBA kind of just started throwing the camera on him, and he's become known,
envious of Mark Cuban,
without question. He says, talk to anyone high up in the org, and they'll tell you what a disaster this year has been. Total ego stroke, and I might get people in trouble with these tweets, but I don't care. The bleep is ridiculous. The guy has a puppet as a GM who has zero power.
Ow.
Dan's calling all the shots on the basketball side now. Good luck with that. True, and it's smart to save the Nets pick. I agree, but it wasn't smart to fire a GM who had real moves on the table that didn't involve that pick. And if you don't believe me, ask Chauncey Billups. He's the one who had to wait almost 4 hours for his interview in Independence, Ohio. Someone hadn't woke up from his nap from the night before yet. And there's a martini glass, parenthetically. Yeah, so
a lot's
being spilled right now. And I'm wondering not how it's getting out, but how people are very comfortable in talking about not only the LeBron side of this, but now it's getting to the ownership side as this thing devolves. And they're still, by the way, a game and a half, 2 games better than the Bucks in the division. So they're still kind of assured a top three spot, even though they're playing awful basketball right now.
This segment brought to you by Think About Your Eyes. Seeing is a gift that needs protecting with yearly eye exams. Find a doctor near you at thinaboutyoureyes.com and make an appointment today. This 847 texter says, I almost won my prop bet. Duncan Keith goals versus Tom Brady Super Bowl receptions. Yeah, Duncan Keith hasn't scored yet, has he?
Is that right?
I think he's over, and I think he's taken like 120 some shots, and none of them have gone in.
I was flabbergasted when you said it last time. I thought for sure now he would have a goal.
I don't.
Is he dead?
No, he's out there. He's leading the team in ice time.
Did not score?
No.
Is he choosing not to? Are they playing?
No, he's shooting.
Shoot!
Yeah, 56. No goals, 25 assists, and a -2 for the year.
This isn't working out for them, is it?
That's really.
By the way, old empty calories Kane is still scoring, though, isn't he, boy? Let me tell you something right now. He is a chucker, if there can be one, on a hockey
chucker.
Oh
sure.
My god, that dude's sitting at the blue line, like, all right, guys, come on. Time to play offense. All right, come on, guys. Did we get the puck?
They call it a cherry picker.
I'll meet you guys down here. No. Don't run into the corner for that. We got a party tomorrow night. No. I'm going to need you. Somebody's going to need to block off all the fives, not hot enoughs, when we get to Vegas.
2 fives make it 10.
I know you said I've been growing up, but watch out for me the next week.
He's a -6. Like, what the hell happened to the Blackhawks?
2 -6s make a -12.
Jonathan Toews is being outscored by Nick Schmaltz?
Oh, my God.
Is this your first time looking at Blackhawks stats?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Danny. This is not the time to do hockey.
No, I picked a good season and not doing as well. My God.
Matt Miller is going to talk football next on The Score.
The Radio.com app allows you to listen to your favorite Score shows and unique Score content anywhere, anytime, right from your mobile device. Download the Radio.com app now.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, uh-huh. but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? Don't miss the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. And soon. For more details and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Hey, so how about this feeling of discomfort around the Chris Dunn play that we have not discussed yet? That it might be good for the Bulls. How about that? Because I'm not happy that Chris Dunn lost his teeth. I'm not happy that Chris Dunn has been diagnosed with a concussion. Obviously, it's very serious.
This from the guy who I believe wished a mild shoulder separation onto Lauri Markkanen.
I was speaking hypothetically. I was speaking hypothetically. No, we went from that to the flu to
mono. I think mono.
We settled on mono. Yeah, to hit the Bulls.
So they can go on a nice losing streak.
So they can go on a nice losing streak.
Rectify this pesky winning. That's
great, Nico.